Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
49ers scored on 8 straight possessions at one point in the game.
Damn.
Purdy was terrific, I thought. The numbers aren't overly impressive. No touchdowns, no picks. 19 for 29, 231, but total command, made no mistakes. Jordan Mason, terrific. Debo Samuel, terrific.
He looked terrific, too, Stoney, shape-wise.
Juwan Jennings was terrific, and the 49ers just played, to me, an all-around game. Yeah. And that's exactly what you wanted after an off-season where they had some issues. And that win last night is exactly how you want to start a season if you have Super Bowl aspirations. Yeah. There's just no doubt about it.
And Stoney, I won't front. I've been worried all off season, and you guys been having fun with me about Chesky and I worrying and this news about McCaffrey yesterday. But just to think about how close the Niners were to a Super Bowl. Why would I be? Oh, you know what?
That's one.
Yeah, okay, that's one.
Yeah.
But this team is loaded. And yeah, they're without Greenlaw and McCaffrey didn't play. But guys stepped up yesterday, and I got to give credit to Nick Sorensen, Stoney. That defense was getting after it. Fred Warner's pregame speech. But to go out there and ball and force that fumble on Breece Hall, who couldn't do much or nothing along with the Jets offense, and I'm going to give you your victory lap.
Why?
You said Aaron Rodgers at his age is not, his legs aren't the same. And I know it was his first game in months, but Stoney, I saw a quarterback that couldn't do much getting out the pocket. And man, maybe it's one game, 4 quarters, but the Niners were physical. They gave up a drive. I got concerned, but they were in a lot of zone, cover 3 early for the Jets to go out down the field and score. But then they went, man. And Lenore, Stoney, and the rest of the gang got after it, Charvarius Ward, and they beat the Jets' ass. They're 1-0.
Yeah, I thought Rodgers was average, but I agree with you. I don't think he looked overly mobile. It's his first game back. So.
His coach said he couldn't get they couldn't get him comfortable. But the Niners have a lot to do with that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the Niners.
Absolutely. He didn't throw for a lot of yards. He didn't control the game. It looks like I thought he was just a hair jittery.
Mm.
Just a
happy
little
feet.
Jittery. Just throwing, just getting rid of the ball just a hair too soon, maybe. I don't know. I thought, it was all about the 49ers last night. And
Moody, 6 field goals. You don't like, that's too many for my liking.
Oh, I love it.
But why you love it?
Because I'm on my fantasy
team. No, well, there you go. But other than that, Stoney, I do wonder if you had McCaffrey, would that have been 4 field goals? But I don't know. It's something to watch moving forward. But all in all, Frank Gore goes into the Niner Hall of Fame. You got to see the likes of Patrick Willis and the rest of the alumni there. And you go out and win a game that, Stoney, I really – you left me. We parted ways. I really was concerned offensively. And Kyle Shanahan, you showed me – I just know how to do this, and whoever I have at my disposal, I know what to call, and we're going to be okay. So, again, we don't know how long McCaffrey will be out, but Jordan Mason, Stoney, J.P. Mason, 28 carries, and he was physical.
888-957-9570 is the number. Game 1 in the books for the Niners, 32-19. They win impressively over the Jets. They did it without Christian McCaffrey. How you feeling, 49er fans? It's been a long offseason, and you took care of business in week 1 against the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Scored 32 points against the defense that's supposed to be one of the best in the league. You did not turn the ball over. The Jets turned it over twice, and everything was there in terms of the recipe for a big win, and that's what they did. They were down 7-3. And then they score 8 consecutive times. So the San Francisco 49ers pick up pretty much where they left off last year. And a top-to-bottom, solid, solid performance. And how do you weigh the McCaffrey news, the McCaffrey injury, the fact that McCaffrey didn't play in the first game? Obviously, that's not a great sign. By the same token, maybe you look at it as though it's a blessing in disguise, because now you got Mason who can pick up some of the load. You can take your time with Christian McCaffrey. You don't have to rush him back. But that offense didn't look a lot different to me with Mason than it did with McCaffrey. And I'm not saying Mason's better than McCaffrey or anything like that. But the bottom line is, you watch a game last night like that, Kyle Shanahan,
man,
you give him any kind of talent, he's automatic. 10 wins. You're going to get 10 wins.
Damn, Steiny. Is that where you're going? Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, you are.
And what about Debo, who had 8 carries in the backfield? And I know all offseason, Steiny, we talked about, and I was not mocking the people and the reports that, oh, he looks like he's in shape. They're football players. You know, you got to really do some stuff to not be in shape. But all offseason, that was the one constant that was being reported. And Debo told us, you know, what this year meant to him. And Steiny, he looked physical. He looked fast. He had 8 carries, only 23 yards, but he got a touchdown. He reminded me of what the offense was pre-McCaffrey, where it was Debo-centric. And that's just another facet to this offense until McCaffrey can heal. But you're right, partner. I turned that game off and left the stadium like, he's already done it without McCaffrey. He's done it with Jimmy. Like, Kyle Shanahan is special, Steiny. That's all I guess I'm trying to say to you, man. And I wouldn't want anybody else outside of Andy Reid controlling my offense or calling it. And my last thing, Steiny, it doesn't look like he needs, and I know McCaffrey's MVP and badass, he doesn't need Earl Campbell. He doesn't need the cream of the crop player to still get, to maximize an offense to move the ball.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you're a 49er fan, you got to be super excited tonight, or this morning, I should say. Your team dominated the New York Jets opening week.
Dominated.
You had an offense, or an offseason rather, that was a little bit shaky according to many. Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk missed large chunks of training camp. McCaffrey's a little banged up, but this team didn't skip one beat. And all systems go after week one. I don't think there's any doubt about it. That game was, 7-3 at one point. And after that touchdown that the Jets got, it was all San Francisco. And offensively, defensively, they looked like they're ready to go, as Debo Samuel would say.
Yeah, and that drive you talk about by the Jets, Steiny, that had me like, I'm a little worried. 12 plays, 70 yards. The Niners were in a lot of zone. And the great Aaron Rodgers, as we all know, can pick apart a zone. But then after that, Sorensen and the defense made adjustments, Steiny, and I saw a lot of man coverage, and they start getting after Rodgers, and good God, they were both lines of scrimmage, the Niners dominated. We had mentioned the rookie on the offensive line, Pooney. Steiny, he handled his business. They didn't allow a lot of pressures at all, and Trent Williams looked like he hadn't skipped a beat.
No, they were clicking on all cylinders, absolutely, positively. 888-957-9570 is the number. And 49er fans, how do you kind of, let's say, compartmentalize? On the one hand, it was a great debut. You're 1-0. Everything looks solid.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you get this issue with McCaffrey and a calf/Achilles. Adam Schefter, before the game last night, was talking about how nothing's guaranteed for next week against the Minnesota Vikings. So this is something that I think we're going to have to monitor, obviously. And I guess my question to 49er fans is, should we allow Darryl the Guru Johnson to take a victory lap? He was worried offseason about McCaffrey. And the injury, and the calf, and the Achilles. And he kept worrying. And I told him, chill out. Can he take a victory lap now that McCaffrey has missed the first game of the year? Or,
look at my boy E.
Or, is McCaffrey going to be fine? You know, I remember when the Warriors were at the top of their game.
Yeah.
And they had Bogut, right? And Iguodala. And they basically said, hey, guys.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
Just relax. Just relax until January.
Nah, this
just
different.
Relax. And that's where the Niners are at right now.
Nah.
Absolutely. No rush to get McCaffrey back, get Mason touches.
They had it. Stoney, this is week one.
Exactly.
And I don't want to, this is not a happy victory lap, but I'll take
please.
It. But anytime you got an explosive player that's pushing off and cutting and changing direction, the calf is everything. What I'm concerned about is what happened after the game when poor J.P. Mason was put in a situation to where the reporters turned police or Gestapo. They were acting like he had said something wrong and all he was saying was his truth. He said he was told Friday, shout out Ice Cube, he was going to start. Then they went back to Kyle and Evan did a great job asking questions after the game. He talked to Aaron Rodgers. But my point is, Steiny, there are reports out there that this injury happened week 17 last year. And that would explain maybe why he wasn't explosive in the playoffs, McCaffrey. My thing is, I'm not going to overreact, but Mark Willard, if you're listening, you're our brother. We left the crossover yesterday, and you said, guys, you know what? When you look around the NFC West.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, teams lost. It was win-loss kind of conversation, but everything's okay. And we talked about Nacua, who was going to miss 4 weeks. But Steiny, now this injury, I'm not saying it's going to stop the Niners, but I am intrigued on, as we go further down the road, when do you test it? When are you confident enough to say, hey, Steiny, go out there and try to run on it? So that's what I'm looking at. And the Niners handled their business. That's all they can do. Who's going to be the backup to J.P. Mason? Or is he going to get 28 to 30 carries?
Backup to the backup? Is that what we're worried about?
Are we going to get a change of pace back? I don't know.
Why?
Garrido?
We don't need a change of pace back.
But these are questions that have to be answered moving forward.
I think we've gotten the answer. I think Jordan Mason's going to play and carry the ball a lot when McCaffrey's not there.
Yeah, that, I guess, and, real quick, that's a good job, Steiny.
Yeah.
When you say when he's not there, how long is all I'm asking?
It doesn't matter right now.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter right now. If he's out a game or two, he's out a game or two. If he's out six games, he's out six games.
It didn't matter last night. You're right.
The goal is to get him healthy midseason or later.
Wow.
And the bottom line is he came in, he said he didn't feel right. All right, take the day off.
All right.
Hey, this team is a little bit older. You're going to have to make those kind of adjustments, perhaps. But you may be a football expert and can tell me different, but that team looked exactly like they look with McCaffrey last night. Now,
well,
I don't know how long.
The six field goals, though, starting in the red zone? That's too many.
32 points.
Well, could there be? I'm just asking.
I'm not going to do that today.
Hey, I'm not asking you
to do it.
I will. Can there be a correlation of you missing your best offensive player to why you kicked six field goals?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's you.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Differ.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about, 32 points isn't enough now.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying.
Six field goals is too many, no matter who you are.
You covered. I mean, if you told Kyle Shanahan that every week he'll get six field goals and two touchdowns, he's going to take it. He'll take 32 a game, any way you can get it. And I don't see how Jordan Mason was the reason they didn't get into the end zone more.
Right.
I mean, he was their best offensive player.
But just real quick here, McCaffrey's dynamics, Donnie, not just in the backfield, but catching the ball too. And I just wonder, not having him, did that
not
make the Jets, were they able to keep
19.
Him out the end zone?
No. What? Like, Mason scored.
Okay.
You can't be serious about that.
No, six field goals is too many.
That's one game.
Okay, but just give me the win first. Six field goals is not idea. Yeah, you won the game. But when you're not with your best player and you just come in here and say, oh, it doesn't mean that Mason looked great. I'm with you. But there has to be a correlation. Maybe, just maybe, that you didn't have your best weapon. And that's why you settled for six field goals. That's all. You got to turn over early.
They had 180 rushing yards.
Okay.
They had 180 rushing yards.
But what happened when you got in the red zone?
4.7 yards. I mean, I can't just assume that with McCaffrey they would have scored 44. And again, I mean, that victory, if you give it a grade on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, I got to give it a 9 to come out and start the season. And also, they, you know, if you're going to, I mean, they scored on 8 straight possessions at one point in that game.
But touchdowns are why they didn't win the Super Bowl. They couldn't get in. And all I'm pointing out is, you're 9, I'll give you a 9, too. I'm just saying, Steiny, as we get further down the road, this team has too much weaponry. I want to see more Kittle. And they're settling for field goals. It's one game. But I can't sit here and say, oh, McCaffrey had no impact on you settling for 6 field goals.
I'm just surprised that that's what you would kind of emphasize game after or day after that. You know, they beat a team that's supposed to be pretty good by 13 points. They dominated start to finish. Should they have scored more points? I don't know. I mean, what if we find out that the Jets defense is so good that getting six field goals and 32 points against them is going to be the most points they've given up this year? I mean, let's take a look at how good that Jets defense was as the season goes on. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Marin. What's up, Jeff? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I called in yesterday, and I was saying J.P. Mason would be the key to the game, and obviously he was. I think he's been terrific ever since he's been with the Niners. I have one question, though, which is, you know, Debo's dynamic, and, you know, I get a little bit concerned where he's being used as a tailback so much. And the question I have is, what about Isaac Garendo? I was really hoping that, you know, when JP would go out for a breather, that they might put Garendo in, who's, you know, what, 220 and runs a 4.340. Is there an issue there? But why not Garendo?
Go ahead, Donnie.
Well, I guess my question would be, why Garendo when you got a guy who's dominating on the ground like Jordan Mason?
And Debo got 8 carries, but Steiny, 3 of those 8, I don't want to come across as a worrywart, but every time he gets hit, and there are collisions with Debo because he's so physical, I'm like, is it worth it? And maybe that could have been Garendo, but Kyle's telling us, to the caller's point, we appreciate it, Steiny. I'm a one guy back. You know what I'm saying? When McCaffrey's out there, I'm not divvying up the carries. And when Mason's out there, he sets a record as far as the most carries on the ground from any back under Kyle. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here. Like you said, Steiny, it was a great, excellent win. McCaffrey will be back. But I do wonder, like, is there going to be somebody to spell Mason if he's the back for the next 2 to 3 weeks? Because that's what the caller's point is.
I mean, come on. So we got McCaffrey, and everybody's worried about his workload. Got to worry about his workload. Yeah. Worry about his touches. Okay, you know what? Let's get Jordan Mason in here to take some of his touches away. Mason carries 28 times, and now we're worried about Mason.
Well, he's the featured back. That's why he got the 28.
It's football. Yeah. I mean, these guys got to play.
All right.
JC is in the city. What's up, JC? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Hey. How are you?
Dynamite.
Hey, look, this is tough dialogue to listen to. Debo carrying the ball 8 times, he makes $20 million a year. He's a big percentage of the cap, and we're complaining about using him. And, you know, we're just finding stuff to nitpick. Oh, you know, Jordan Mason, who's the backup to him? Who's this? Who's that? Like, just fake concerns and goo. It's you can't, the field goal thing, like, let's look at what actually happened. In the most unshocking turn of events, Brandon Ayuk was not very sharp. He missed all training camp.
Right.
He drops a touchdown in the end zone. Jordan Mason gets a run called back on a hold. Kyle Shanahan on 4th and 1 takes a field goal to make it a 16-point game because the Jets can't move the ball against the Niners defense. So 6 field goals was like, it's not a Christian McCaffrey problem why they were settling for field goals. He wouldn't have changed any of those things. So, what are we talking about?
What we started the show with, it was a great win. I just pointed out that they had six field goals. That's all. Nobody's hating on the win. It was a great win. And when my best player, an hour before game time, who was supposed to, by all accounts, play, does not play, you know, forgive me for worrying. That's all. And the Niners dominated.
Christian McCaffrey isn't catching the ball for Brandon Ayuk, and he's not the right tackle.
Right.
And he's not the game plan. So you can't say that the six field goals and Christian McCaffrey, they're two separate arguments, and you're making them conjointly.
Thanks, JC. Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, 1-0, start the season with a solid victory over the New York Jets. They ran the ball well. They passed the ball efficiently. Their defense was very, very good. Aaron Rodgers didn't do much. Breece Hall didn't do much. The Jets got a touchdown late that didn't really matter. I mean, to my way of thinking, absolutely a terrific opening game for the San Francisco 49ers. And I think if before the game, I think we found out about 90 minutes before the game that McCaffrey wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you if you said, okay, McCaffrey's not going to play, we're going to score 32 points. I got to believe you take that, Goo.
Yeah, no doubt. And I would take it. And I would have thought maybe they don't get to 32. But I also got to do this, Donnie, because my theme all offseason was, what are they going to do without Greenlaw? Fred Warner was flying around, Stoney. I mean, number 54, it might be the best linebacker in the league. He's headed to be one of the best to put on a Niner uniform, but he set the tone. Seven solo tackles, the fumble early on Breece Hall, to me, set the tone. And I just don't want to leave a studio or station today and not give Nick Sorensen that defensive line. Campbell, Floyd, everybody was getting after it. But when you got two dogs on the outside like Lenore and Ward who went man, Steiny, they went man, kind of took Wilson out the game. I'm sitting here like, and Nick Bosa, yeah, you didn't get a sack, but you were making Aaron Rodgers get rid of the ball. I saw that with my own eye. It wasn't you just putting up sack numbers. And I'm sitting there like talking to myself, why am I surprised by this performance when they – and I've said it, should have won the Super Bowl. So, again, no Greenlaw, no McCaffrey. Two. The Niners still kicked the Jets' ass. It was a great win.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.